You're listening to the Pete and Sebastian Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
This is the Pete and Sebastian Show with Pete Corielli and Sebastian Maniscalco.
Petey Biscuit, it's Jimmy Gaga. And let me just say, a heartfelt congratulations to Biscuit and Lana. And also, welcome the beautiful baby Biscuit, the one and only Serafina Simone Maniscalco. I know you can tell how truly excited I am. Like Petey and Biscuit, I too am now whispering. Biscuit, who was over the moon, was talking like he was planning a mob hit. So from my family to yours, Biscuit, congratulations. Later.
Man, I don't like him at all. He's boring. Fucking stinks. Doesn't he stink?
I don't know. When I'm up at the jukebox and there's a lot of girls in the room, it never really fails.
The only one I like maybe is I like Billie Jean a little. I mean, I'll go on record saying I like George Michael better than him and Prince. Michael Jackson songs. It's like a love song, man.
Human Nature.
And they say yes. Why? Why? Yeah. Oh.
What the? Did I just pick up mid-show?
How are you, man?
Got a lot to discuss. All test right. 1-2. 1-2 test. Test 1-2. 1-2 test.
Sounds better.
Let's get right into it.
All right. We were just talking about the fantastic Michael Jackson.
Yeah, this is one of the best songs. It's one of the best songs.
Quite frankly,
if you see this live, it's a whole different thing.
If I see this live, once he's done with it, I leave because it's the only song he does that I like. This is queued up because me and Lou were talking about Michael Jackson right before you got on and how I don't like him. I just don't. I don't. I can't. And I go, there's one song I like, and we found it, and this is it. This is a nice one.
It's so fitting that you play in this song, and you were talking about Michael Jackson before the show even began, because I have a Michael Jackson story to start.
Well, if he wasn't dead, I would think you met him after last week. Jesus. I still can't get past the fact Lady Gaga was at your show. Unbelievable. So what's up?
Well, let me give you a little history here, and I think some of this might be repetitive. Might have told this story on the show a long time ago, but there's an added wrinkle to it. In 1984, I did the ice cream show social at John Jay High School, or sorry, elementary school, and I was in fifth grade, and I did Billie Jean. Now, this is the height of Michael Jackson. This is when Thriller came out, that whole thing. And I'm going to brag here, but there was a buzz around the school that I was doing Billie Jean Michael Jackson.
I don't know, but I'm going to find out. Oh my God, it's a dream.
So, the ice cream social was not really attended well prior to 1984. 1984, I do Michael Jackson. I'm the second to the last. There's a breakdancing act after me, and the gymnasium at John Jay Elementary was sold out. All right?
Uh-huh.
The following year, they had to move the ice cream social outside to accommodate the people, because quite frankly, I put the ice cream social back on the map after the
You only did it that one year, or did you do it the next year too?
Just that one year. I was fifth grade. I was leaving the school. It was at the end of the year. They had it in the gymnasium. Parents, teacher, faculty, the principal, packed. Right?
Uh-huh.
Now, I leave John Jay Elementary, and then in 1988-89, another kid came in, and he did Michael Jackson. He tried to replicate what I did.
Did word get up to you in 10th grade that someone ripped you off?
yeah, some word got out that there's another kid coming up and he's doing Billie Jean. And I go, come on, man, you can't top what I did in 84. No way. So he does his thing and it was all right from what I hear. I wasn't there. I just heard it was okay. So fast forward, I see this guy pop up on my Facebook wall. And I go, wait a minute, is this the same kid? Sure enough, I click on it. This guy is 40 and he's still doing Michael Jackson routines.
Well, in what capacity?
Because he's doing it at weddings.
Well, you did it last year in L.A. after your stand-up on that show.
Yeah. I do it for a living. This guy's doing it for like...
Why?
Wait a minute. I can't believe that I'm getting this reaction.
Well, I don't understand. Like, is he doing it at a wedding getting paid to do Michael Jackson? Or is he just...
I don't know what he's doing, but he is doing it at weddings. And he's got costume changes.
He's probably getting paid. He did Thriller at people.
What?
He's probably getting paid. I mean, I thought now that we were at Sirius, we're supposed to have a guy that could be like next to Lou, that we go, hey, guy next to Lou, pull this up. What do we got? Tell me. But we got nothing.
No, right? No, listen. I know who the guy is. I'm not going to say his name. But he's doing... First of all, he's doing weddings.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome the gloved one himself, Michael Jackson!
Yeah, but you did it last year, and you didn't have to do... I mean, you did a special stand-up show, like, on... Well, it was like a thing in L.A. You didn't get a lot of money for that. You were doing it because you love Michael. I don't understand. You love Michael. You love Michael. You guys are seeing your bones.
The show that I did last year is on Comedy Central this year. It's called the Goddamn Comedy Thing, whatever.
Yeah, but yours wasn't. Yours was just for fun.
I know, but it was like a hot show. And then you do it.
I'm sure his wedding's a hot wedding, man.
They don't know what to do. The guy comes out as Billie Jean. The people are eating the cake. And this guy's doing a 17-minute choreographed concert with dancers and people around going, what the hell's going on?
I can't see it, but I would imagine he's getting paid, right? Like, I
don't know what he's getting, but he's 40 and he's doing Michael Jackson at an Italian banquet hall in Cicero.
Oh, man, bro. You're in a glass house throwing a stone, bro. That's what you're doing.
Oh, bro, no. This is not. I don't think he's doing this for a living. I think he's got a job and he's doing this like on the side, but it's weird. I could see everybody's got that guy at the wedding where a song comes on and they're like, oh, this is Bobby's song. And he comes out and he does that goofy dance he's been doing for 20 years, right?
Yeah.
We all know this guy or girl. Oh, this is Julie. And it's 2.5-3 minutes, and this guy's doing it for 17 minutes.
But all right, can you describe to us what we can't see? Does it look like he's a part of this wedding and he just jumped up and said, baby, give me my hat. I brought my Michael Jackson hat. What do you think?
No, this is what it looks like. It's, oh, we have a friend, Frank, who imitates Michael Jackson, and he's coming to the wedding, and you got to see this guy. And then he comes in with his dancers, and he's doing Michael Jackson, like, literally to the T. And I just find it strange that this guy's doing weddings. Like...
Yeah. Yeah, he's getting paid. He's getting paid.
I don't know.
He's got the dance.
He's not getting paid. He's not getting paid. And if he's getting... I don't know what the hell he's getting, but...
Well, how many dances does he have? Like a whole van worth?
And one of the videos I saw, he had about 8 background.
And are they all in costume?
Yeah.
Yeah, for bro, Thriller, that's a they wedding came out. Thing, dude. That's a wedding thing. I'm telling you. He's getting paid to come out. I was at a cheesy wedding once where they did Phantom of the Opera. It was ridiculous.
Okay, so maybe I'm coming from the school of, I go to a wedding, there's either a DJ or a band, and yes, people are dancing on the dance floor, and it's very participatory.
In the tri-state area sometimes, Long Island, Staten Island, they could get a little tacky and do the, you know, a scene out of Phantom of the Opera, like I said, or
what?
You know, yeah, I'm telling you, guy, he was the band leader. We're on a Long Island wedding, and then halfway through, everyone had to sit down after dessert, and the lights got dim. He came out with a black cape on and that half mask thing, like it was, you know, he was the Phantom, and then the chick turned into.
Oh my god! At a wedding?
Yeah, it was ridiculous. It was so cheesy.
Yeah, but I don't know why.
Get hot, man.
Well, first of all, listen, I don't know why you would do this at a wedding when people are sitting there, you know, normally wanting to dance or mingle or whatnot. You got to sit down and watch a play or a dance off.
Yeah, but like figure if you're 80 and you're too old to dance and you're on your last leg anyway, and you're like, oh, nice, a play instead of dancing. Beautiful. A little something for me. Sit back and watch some Michael Jackson Thriller.
Well, you know what? You did a wedding once, I think, if I'm not mistaken, when we first started the show. Didn't you perform at some guy's wedding?
Yeah, but that was a party he had. I don't think that was his wedding. It was like he had gotten married, and then he had a party for friends at a... No, I think it was his wedding, was it?
So wedding, it was in New York, you did it.
But it was in a restaurant, it was outside. It wasn't like these weddings are that I'm talking about. They're in the, you know, ballrooms at hotels and stuff like that. And there's rehearsal and, you know, it's a big deal. And that's what your friend is doing, man. I mean, he probably doesn't work a lot, but when he works, Michael Jackson comes out.
I just couldn't believe it. It's funny when you kind of go look back and see where people end up.
I'd like to see it.
I'm gonna send it to you. I can't really dive more into this story without giving a lot away.
Yeah.
But this is something that when I saw, I could not stop laughing.
Well, you may have become the bigger star in the world, but he will not let you have the Michael Jackson reign over him, bro.
Bro, 1984 and John Jay Elementary was a memorable year.
And until 1989 came along and you were forgotten.
Oh my god.
Do you think he has friends telling him, honestly, bro, it was good, but the 1985 original version was better than what you did at the soda thing? Or do you think his friends are telling him, bro, you took that to another level?
Well, to be honest with you, he does have the mechanics of all the Michael Jackson moves down to a science. What I mean by mechanics is he literally has each beat, each move planned out, and they look really good. What he's lacking, in my personal opinion, and which I had a lot of, was like bravado and personality. And he's technically a better Michael Jackson than I am. But I have to say, my moves are so passionate and explosive that I think people rather watch that than a kind of methodical way of going about it. I mean, he's a great dancer.
That. Yeah.
But
yeah,
I respect I tell you, that. I do a spin and a kick, and there's nothing like it.
Well, you know what I can compare this to, and I really do respect what you're saying, but for some of the other listeners, you want to equate it. A lot of rock stars can do a cover tune of another rock star, and it's good, and it's mimicky, and it's pretty much just like it. But then when Eddie Vedder does a cover tune of a man he respects and has passion for, he just takes that song and makes it his own in a way that's just 1985 all over again.
Oh, yeah. I hear you. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Pete.
Jesus, Lou, if there was ever a moment for you to drop an Eddie Vedder cover tune.
Yeah, I just didn't want to bore the listeners with it.
Well, I met a guy last week who is a fan of the show, and he says that he's as big a fan as you. And I said, and I go, I don't know, Lou travels around. Jackie was there too, and a guy goes, well, they came to Philly And I saw him all four nights. And I said, Lou might have too. And then Jackie goes, yeah. And then Lou went to London to see him again. Did you?
That's so nice.
Yeah, but you can't find this Michael Jackson being done by Eddie?
No, but I don't think so.
I don't think Eddie ever sang Michael, to be honest with you.
But when I was talking to the fans when we did that show at Gotham in New York City, one of the guys came up to me and said, all right, enough with the Eddie Vedder, Lou. And I just took that to heart, that a lot of people might not want to keep hearing old Pearl Jam stories out of me.
Yeah, but I mean, I think Eddie Vedder at this point, that's like someone saying, all right, with the Jesus. You know what I mean? Can there ever be enough Eddie Vedder?
Amen.
Truly. So, but we could do a shutdown on Michael now. That'd be nice. Growing up at the pond. I'm a little with you, Sebastian. I got my own. It's going to be hard for me to have you back right now with anything, to be honest, because these angel wings are really rubbing me.
Oh, the angel wings. Yeah. Can we get in? Let's get in.
I got to capitalize here, guy.
Go ahead. Give me your angel wing story.
All right, Lou. Can we get some baby gift music? In a nutshell, Jackie and I were trying to find the perfect gift for little baby Serafina upon her arrival. And what do you want? Type onesies? I mean, you know. So I wanted to get something special and unique. Now, these angel wings actually came. Jackie's got a friend who has access to these special catalogs. This friend from Rochester that you met, that these really cool, all sorts of decorative pieces and tables and all sorts of stuff in a special warehouse that not anyone can get at. And we find these angel wings, and we thought they were so cool. We actually got a set for Sadie. And Jackie's like, I think I'm going to get a set for, we didn't know the name yet, so at the time it was your little girl, but now Serafina. And I'm like, that's a great idea. Now listen, you know, you want to take these things and paint them, you want to take them, put them in the attic, it doesn't matter, that's, yeah, you know, we just wanted to try and get something special, something unique. So Jackie got a box, special box, we went out and got extra bubbles so we'll be in good shape. Blah, blah, blah. We write in the card. We send these things out. Now you send back a photo of the angel wings on the lawn. And it says, wow, thanks a lot with an exclamation. Beautiful, dude. Now, whether you burn them after that message, we're done. That was wonderful. And then a day later, I got to pull my Texas here. But I mean, if I'm not mistaken, I get a... What do we do with the wings? Yeah, what do I do with the wings? Here we go. You say, thanks, man, with an exclamation. The wings are out on the lawn. They look really cool, by the way. And then I said, hope you like them. Tried to find something unique and special. This is a special kid, after all. Do my best to you and the familia. And then what do you write back? What do I do with the wings? With a question mark. So, right. I texted back, it's called the decoration guy. We got a pair from Jackie's friend and loved them, hung them over Sadie's bed. That's no pottery barn anyone can get. And that's no pottery barn that anyone can get. Set of my wings, bro, unique. Now I'm done selling you on the wings. Yeah. And I left it at that. So like, what's the problem with the wings, man?
Okay. There's no problem with the wings. When the box came in, it was a large box, and he's right, it was popcorn in the box to make sure everything was tight and shipped well. I opened up the box, and it was a pair of large...
Lou, the way you say stuff, man.
Listen. Yeah. Lou, you're gonna have to participate in this because I need like a buffer here.
Okay. Lou, so, and honesty is perfectly fine, Lou. Yeah,
we're looking for honesty here. So I open up the box and there's wings, no joke, about, I'd say, 3.5 feet long.
Yeah.
Painted gold.
Mm-hmm. Faded gold, you know.
And then at the top of the wing, it looks like it's don't know, would you say bottle caps?
Bottle caps. Now I gotta go back and look at. What do you mean, the feathers? Is that what that is?
No, no. Like at the top, it's like circles. It looks like it's made out of like a.
Oh well, no. That's like where the wing would meet the body, man.
Yeah, but it's made out of.
Oh, like... I see. I see. Let me see. I see what you're saying. Let me zoom in on that. Yes, exactly. They look like bottle caps. Yes.
Okay. And then on the back is a, you know, taunt wire that you would throw these up on a wall.
Or okay, so hang them delicately if you want to have a little more class, what you say. Yeah, slap them up on a wall.
Holy, so when I got it, jury.
Okay, now mind you, up until Pete's wonderful gift, I just gotten, you know, like Pete was saying, onesies, you know, dolls or like little whatever playthings or whatever kids get.
Yeah.
And the wings were so far off what I was getting. I turn around and I go, is there like meaning behind wings and a kid? Like, is there an association? Like your firstborn, you know, let her soar into the sky.
All right. Can I just meet you halfway here for a second? Can I got to quickly send this to Lou because I need Lou to tell me before you go any further with this that I saw these wings and I thought immediately angel wings, regardless of you know, a child. But apparently you saw a fucking bald eagle.
Actually, I saw Flash Gordon.
A Flash Gordon? Jesus. Hold on.
The game's lost, Ming. Stop your attack on Earth, and I'll spare your life.
All right, hold on. So that's
right, yeah. Send Lou to wings.
I'm sending Lou to wings, but all right. So that's what was meant by that. Yeah, I saw him as angel wings. But continue.
Okay, so maybe I didn't. No, maybe there was
the kid might join the Air Force someday. Jesus.
I thought it was a meaning behind it. That's what I thought. Because
well, there is. She's an angel. Or angels are looking over her. Angels and babies, aren't they like equatable? I mean, it's like a dream catcher.
I don't know. I was wondering if it was a specific thing.
I'm not arguing. I'm having fun, by the way. Don't worry.
Yeah, I'm not worried about hurting your feelings. The gift is very thoughtful and very unique. But what I'm saying is when I get a gift like this, I'm trying to dissect maybe if there's something I'm missing.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was so off the beaten path. You have to admit, this is not your typical baby gift. Wooden wings that go over, as you said, the crib. Now,
I that was a suggestion. You're like, what do I do with them? I mean, I
obviously they're meant to be hung. Now, yeah. My home,
right,
was just remodeled, right?
Right.
Right? Okay, so it's very, very specific look.
You gotta be kidding. All right,
what,
so no
fuck?
No.
I'm telling you, if first of all,
what?
You have to have a certain style of home to put these wings up and make it look like it's part of the house. If I threw the wings up in the nursery and somebody walked in, I swear to God, they would say, "What the fuck is that?"
Right. And then you go, Petey and Jackie hooked us up with some wings for Serafina because she's an angel and she's going to soar. Now, listen, man.
Lou, did you get the wings?
Hey, yeah, I'm getting them now.
It takes a long time for those things to come through.
Yeah, it takes a long time for these things.
By the way, bro, you need to throw some fertilizer on that lawn. I'm seeing some spots already.
I know.
Here.
The lawn's dying. I've had a whole problem with the lawn.
You got a raccoon pissing on that lawn or something? I'm serious.
I had a whole thing with the gardener on the lawn, and we'll get into that. But right now, we cannot hang the wings, number one, over the crib because it is actually against the law in the state of California to hang anything over a crib and or bed due to earthquakes.
God, our friendship is deteriorating day by day since the birth of Serafina.
But
What are you? I'm not. Listen,
Luke, get the wings. I need another set of eyeballs on this thing.
I might be to go home. Probably not because the baby was just born, but this coming week, and I probably won't be. And other than that, I haven't been to your home in a long, long time. So, like, even if I did come by, you could go off. Obviously, we'd have a chance to put the wings up. And then that's the end of it. Then you could get rid of them. Not 3 years from now, I'm going to go, where are the wings? So, like, you know, I mean, if they're having some cast fodder here, that's fine. But, you know, I'm not asking you to risk the you know, your infant's safety for the sake of the decor of the wings. You'll be fine. Just put them by the end of the feet. At least they'll only break the ankle.
I mean, <what's... laughs> I got to say, Pete knows you better than this to give you fucking dangerous wings. These are going to go
that's
in the garage.
What? Pete knows you better. Lana might wear a pair of those on a Friday night. I mean, she's very artsy. I thought she'd love that. So what are you saying? We were thinking about Lana. What do you want me to get the kid cologne? It's not about Sebastian. It was about something decor. Maybe Lana wants to slap some paint on him. Maybe throw him in the garage and put him over the Porsche. And the Porsche is soaring. You know, maybe put him in the trash. Uncle Pete, he's never going to know. Damn, by the way, that was a joke. I don't expect the kid to call me Uncle Pete. He missed the C. It's fine. But all right, Lou. I just got... Jackie is not. She put a lot of thought into that.
Listen, this is my next question. Yeah. When you get a gift like this from a couple, are both of you on board from, you know, day one on the wings, or does someone go, nah, maybe we should, you know, maybe like get a onesie? Or were you going like, whoa, yeah, the wings? Like, was there any back and forth on that?
No, I honestly, again, we both, I was thinking, because she showed them to me for our house, and I'm like, nice, yeah, let's do it. Honestly, they're still on the side. I can't, went to the hardware store. The guy's like, you got plaster walls. I don't know if I got anything now. Hold those puppies.
These things are so heavy, it could take down a wall if you hung it.
Well, I got a plaster wall. I don't know what you got. I got my stud finder out. I'm trying to find two studs that are close enough.
Right now, studs? You need metal beams to hang this thing.
No, get the You got a welding kit? Come on. No. So... Bullshit. We'll put them up on the site after this comes out. Oh, man. But no, I was definitely on board with the wings right from the word go, because, again, man, we were thinking Lana might find these things funky and cool. And with art, it's hit and miss. But you know what? You'll always remember we got you to, you know, what we got you. Because I go to Jackie, why? What did they get us when Sadie was born? And she's like, the diaper bag. And I'm like, oh, yeah, we did use that a lot. That was helpful. But listen, I love the wings. I'm going to get them on my wall for my kid. Maybe not over a head now. Thanks for the heads up on that.
Yeah.
But, you know, you do what you want with them, man. No, but moving forward, you're getting cash for Christmas for the kid.
Open up a CD.
A CD? What is it, like the first freshman years on me, kid? Like, no, it's the wings. Sell the wings and open up your own damn CD for that. Because those things will go quick at a garage sale. And don't throw them out, because you'll be regretting it. No, you won't even meet to the front door before you got people taking those and selling them at the Burbank flea market, man.
No, we're not throwing them out. We're just trying to figure out.
Yeah, take your time. Find the steel wall. So I don't know. Lou, so what are you saying, Lou? You don't like the wings?
I think you did this on purpose just so you have something to talk about on the cast.
Lou, well, are you serious? That's Jackie's not going to like hearing that.
No, well, I mean, I'm sorry, but we got to be honest and open here. If we're going to, like, full disclosure, I thought it was a fucking joke.
All right. Now we're going at it. I don't even know where the popcorn maker is from Christmas. Right, so I don't even know if I still have that. Okay. Talk about a letdown from an espresso machine guy. Are we really peeling this onion right now? That was not a joke. That was a thoughtful gift. I got to edit this just until we get back from Cali. What? Look at Rude Jackie's whole vacation.
The guy, come on.
I'm kidding, man.
Come on.
No, but come on,
man. It was thoughtful, but I mean, it was like out of left field. I was blown away.
From. That was where we were coming from. That was the plan. I stand by the wings, and when you see Oz up on the wall,
I just need to see him in play. Then maybe if you want to,
I really do.
I'm going to send you a picture of the nursery, and you tell me if the wings should go up anywhere in the nursery.
Don't have to go in the nursery.
What do you do? You send me a thing I'm supposed to hang.
Well,
right?
I mean, just because it has a hook on the back of it, I mean, you can do anything you want with it. I mean, I don't know what else you. What are you laughing at, Lou?
What else would you do?
I don't know what you do, but all right, yeah, you hang it. So hang it in the garage around all of our other art. Lana is soaring as a mother.
It doesn't even go with the garage.
How could the wings not go with the garage?
It's Lana's art studio. It's not even like. It's like. It's not.
What goes with a garage? Anything goes in a garage. Nothing like you don't. Nothing matches.
You guys see my garage?
Oh my gosh! All right. I hope Jackie doesn't pop in here. I'm gonna have to tell her they got no room for the wings. They got nothing. Well, hold on to them when you move to a bigger home.
We'll definitely. I'll put them in like my man cave or something when I move into a larger home.
Oh, that is really embarrassing.
So anyway,
man cave. You gotta put him right next to your Lionel Messi poster. Jesus.
I will never have a man cave, by the way.
I know. I didn't think so. That's your way of saying the wings are never going anywhere.
I know it's not hip to say it, but I just love acting.
If you didn't get it from that intro, it is time to open the cage. Nick Cage movies that were overlooked for I do not know why. Sat down with the wife the other day to watch one. I'm not even going to tell you which one it was because it was a little on the cheap side, and she bailed. And she said, my whole bit is shot. But then I made a sit down with me yesterday and we belted out a Nick Cage movie called The Trust, co-starring Elijah Wood. I know I said that, Elijah Wood, doing the best acting work of his career. They try to rob drug dealers. The action is excellent. It's when it's needed. The acting is perfectly over the top, but not too over the top. You're on the edge of your seat. The bad guys are bad. The good guys are hard to tell who's who.
I'm gonna ask you one more time. Please open it.
I can't.
Open it! Open it! Jim. Open it!
Folks, this one, by the end of it, I was ready for another Nick Cage movie, but it's not time to open the cage again.
Open it!
Only one at a time, and this time we opened it up and found a gem called The Trust. Check it out. This has been Pete Corielli with another edition of Open the Cage. Done, Lou.
That's great. Still not fucking watching it, but that's great.
Why wouldn't you, bro?
I just don't trust. I don't trust a Nick Cage movie ever.
I keep this recording right now, please. All right. What did you say?
I just don't trust a Nick Cage movie. It's always going to let me down.
That's why we're opening the cage. Trust me. You don't have to trust Nick Cage. Trust Pete Corielli. I'm telling you, man. I am so tired. Casey Affleck won the Oscar for Whining and Moaning off the coast of fucking Maine. What the? I don't even know what that movie was. Stop fearing Nick Cage movies. Like I said before, it's like Donald Trump's hair. If you can get past the bad hairdo, they're both doing pretty goddamn good work right now. You sent an awesome photo, man. You're on your bed. I don't know, you know, with your daughter, and it's a really cool photo. And I'm saying, and she's in a onesie on top of you. It's adorable. By the way, bro, moving forward, you know, like, these are beautiful photos, but you know, moving forward, I can't have a reaction for all these. Like, I'm going to, no, you know what I mean? Like, am I getting these for a lifetime now? Like,
No. Believe me, we just did a bunch, blast them out. I'm not expecting you to, oh, cute. Oh, so nice. Oh, my God. I'm not looking for that.
All right. Well, that was a particularly beautiful photo. And early on, I get it. And I'm just having fun with you.
Yeah.
But I was saying, I did cover up on the belly button till the fall off. And you had the onesie unbuttoned. Then I texted back, beautiful. And the kid is beautiful. You're right about that hair, by the way, too. I've never seen that much hair on a kid looking so good. That baby looks Italiano, bro.
Well, it's funny you say that because the Italian, especially the Sicilian in me, is so strong. It literally wiped out Lana's family entirely. I mean, the kid's so Italian. Lana's mother's side is nowhere even in the kid. It's just been wiped clean. The genes are so strong on my side.
They might not even be able to find DNA on Lana's side of the family.
That's what I'm saying. The Italian genes are literally wiped. They just wiped the Jew right out of the kid.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that kid is easily going to be able to model on anything from an olive jar to boxes of pasta. There's no doubt about that, let alone magazines and runways. But let's all do all of that after the fall off of the belly button, bro.
Okay, so this is what I had taken the picture of the baby lion on its back on my chest, and the onesie was unzipped. Below the belly button. And for those of you who don't know, the belly button falls off maybe about 10 to 12 days after they're born. It's like a little black dried up knob. It falls right off. And I had taken the photo and it was still on. So Pete had said, cute photo, but let's cover up the belly button. You know?
Because the onesie was on and it was almost unbuttoned right halfway. Yeah. Like, could have easily buttoned it up right there.
Yeah, I could have zipped it up and we could have not seen the black belly button. And Pete made mention of that. And then I had said, let me go get the wing to cover it up.
That made me laugh out loud. By the way, that wing would cover the whole kid twice over. Just one wing. By the way, Lou, a little in-house stuff.
Yeah.
What happened exactly with the posting of a show? Because did we accidentally, the serious show, when it goes to a cast later on, it was a different show was dropped?
No, yeah, and it's not, it's no mystery, it's all me, but I sometimes don't care about the cast as much as I care about the radio, and I was going to give the podcast fans a little treat and post the new show a couple days early, and in my rush, I posted the wrong show.
Oh, all right, we'll edit all that out right there, because you don't want to get in trouble with Sirius by saying that. I get it.
No, I mean, so, it's cool, though. It's good now. I just, I should pay more attention to them.
Yeah,
hey, Pete, I think we're good leaving that in.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm just saying that, you know, sometimes the, all right, yeah, it's fine. The podcast listeners, though.
They are more rabid and the podcast fans are more passionate than the radio fans. I don't want to fuck with them.
Yeah, no.
What's that ominous glow in the distance?
No! Take it! Just don't hurt me!
The Pete and Sebastian Show has some big news. Sebastian Maniscalco special.
Sebastian Maniscalco!
Why would you do that? Has been submitted for Emmy consideration. And we're certain the voters will make the right decision.
Let's get organized!
So before Sebastian wins the Emmy, hear him on The Pete and Sebastian Show. Fridays, 5 p.m. Eastern, only on Raw Dog 99.
I don't know, man. Are you particular, by the way? I'm getting, as I get older, more particular with my doctor and dentist. Like, I used to be able just to go into anybody, do what you got to do, and leave. Mm. So, in a nutshell, my I like my dentist. I do. But the woman that cleans my teeth, I'll be honest, man. She always like asks me where I've been when I'm on the road, and then she, you know, says like, oh, I don't know how your wife does it, and all, like tries to almost make me feel bad about it.
Yeah.
And then like when I come back from writing on the sitcom, she's like, oh, how long are you gonna be gone this time, you know? And then I remember talking to Jackie, and I don't want to throw her into the bus, but some other people did also didn't find the lady. A basket of roses, to put it mildly as possible. So I had a dentist appointment and they had to cancel me. And they said, we can reschedule you whenever. So I'm like, that was my impetus to, you know, I'm out of there. I'm done with that. That lady's not that nice. So I go, send me up at the blah, blah, blah dentist, especially now. Yeah. With the show, you got good benefits. You go anywhere, even with dental. So I go to this place and I'm like, this is going to be my place. I go in the other day. And I go in and right away, you know, they always give you that form that you got to fill out. Just so irritating, bro, right?
Yeah, I know.
What do you do? Are you married? You know, it's like, here's my insurance. That's all you need, man. That's all you need. So then I read it on the paper as I go to sit down. It says, if you cancel within 24 hours, you get charged. And I'm like, oh, that's a little aggressive. Yeah, and then I look around and there's like about 11 people, and like four of them are young kids. Now the other place I went to was one of those dentists where she's young and she's new, I mean, and she's great, like she's not like old, like she's cutting edge, but her office is in her house, you know, that when they have it connected to the house.
So when
you go in the office, the living room, like, you know, it looks like an office, but there's nobody there but you, and there's light music playing, and you barely, my ass barely hits the seat before the door opens up and they go, Pete, come on in. So this place, yeah, Lou, that's my old dentist right there. That's.
I'm sorry, after I'm not into like
the house, you know, connected.
The house, like, I don't want to be getting my teeth cleaned and they're cooking stew in the next room.
That's not even close. You just made me bang my head, bro. That's not even close. You never, I had a dentist like that growing up, and I have this one now. You never smell the home smells in the office. It's completely separate. You wouldn't even know except that it's a house, and it must be more to this house than what I'm in. But I hear you, but I like, Lou, can I get my dentist music again? I like the intimacy of my old dentist. This new one felt like I was on the back of a pickup in Mexico. I mean, there was all different ages and shit, and you know, it was a melting pot. I'm not gonna lie to you, it was a bit of a melting pot.
Yeah.
And so I take the phone and I hand the stuff back to the lady, and she needs my insurance card. So she has my insurance card and the clipboard now, and she's like, have a seat, we'll call you. So I turn around, I take one more overview of this place. And again, I'm like, this is a fucking dog and pony show. There's a lot going on here. I do not. And, you know, Jackie finds all my shit, right? So then I take my phone and I go outside and I call Jackie. And she's like, what? And she's like, aren't you already supposed to be in there? And I'm like, I'm in the parking lot. She's like, what now? And I'm like, I don't like this place. What the fuck, Pete? I go, Jack, there's like a lot of people. There's kids. I don't like it. Kind of feel like it smells. Well, does it smell or does it not? I don't know, Jack. I feel like all I can tell you is this, Jack. I'll get my teeth cleaned here right now, and I'll get a checkup, but I never, ever want to come back to this place. I want to go back to my old place. And she goes, then don't even go there now. Then don't even go in there now, because they're going to take x-rays, and they're going to do all that shit, and then they're not just going to clean your teeth. You can't just go in there and go clean my teeth. So I'm like, well, they have my insurance card. I don't know what to do. And she's like, you're such a pain in the ass. I don't know what to tell you, Pete, but if that's not where you want to go, then just come home. Just come home. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to say it's an emergency. So I hang up with Jackie. I'm like, and then I quick walk in, open up the door, and I lean over, and I do a little knock on the glass, and they look up, and it's older women, you know? And I'm like, and I go, excuse me, and I like hold my phone. I'm like, I just got a call. It's an emergency with my daughter at school. I just really have to go. Like, I can't even finish my words. And they go, oh, no, of course. And I go, you have my insurance card, you know? And they hand it to me, and, you know, I go, I noticed on your thing that you charge within 24 hours. I mean, am I going to get charged for this? I mean, they go, oh, no, just go take care of your daughter. And I'm like, and they were a little too concerned, so I felt bad. So then I had to pull back the lie. You ever do that? I'm like, well, I mean, I think she's just sick. I think she might have thrown up. That's all, you know. Meanwhile, fucking Sadie's at home watching Scooby-Doo. It's like fucking 11. You know? She didn't even have school that day. So they go, all right, just, you know, take care of your daughter. And I'm like, boom, and I'm out. And then I call Jackie on the way home, and I'm like, book me back up with the lady that talks too much. That's asking me where I am. It makes me feel bad. Book me back up with her. I'm back.
Yeah. You can't start like skipping, especially at this age. You know, whatever you got, you kind of have to deal with it and make it work, because, you know, you always think the grass is greener, and you end up going into that situation.
You do, because then the new one doesn't have the x-rays, and then they're going to want to start their own body of work instead of, you know, this person. It's like a massage guy, right? You get your guys that know, for lack of a better way to put it, your body. So then you go to a new guy, you got to tell that new guy, you know, this is what I like and don't like, and it's the whole thing.
No, I hear you. It's better to stay with who you know, what you know, rather than start venturing out, especially in your 40s.
Put the angel wings in the office.
What's that?
I feel like they'd be good in your office, right above you while you do the cast.
Oh, yeah, right behind me. Just set a wing.
Oh, man, if they fell on you during the show, that would that would put us to number one. That would put us to number one. So what were you going to say? I'm sorry.
No, we have this pediatrician, you know, who is just outstanding. He's like 43. I told you, where's cologne?
No, you didn't tell me that. That's how you judge a good doctor?
he came into the hospital. He's checking my little baby. And he's like, he's got the thing out with the eyes and looking in the ears. He's feeling the legs up and down. And I go, Doc, you wearing cologne? He goes, yeah. I go, God, you're the guy. This guy was wearing like a Lagerfeld, something really smooth. I go, I gotta tell you, man, I've been around a lot of doctors. I've never ever ran into a doctor that puts on a cologne.
No, he either heard about you or you found your doctor.
Oh, God, did I find him. So I go to his office today, and this is what I thought was pretty cool. He's got a separate entrance for sick kids. So have you seen this? Or is this something that I'm just
No, Wallace has a separate sitting area, but they come in the same way, which defeats the whole purpose, right? I like the separate entrance.
Separate area. It's like a sign, sick kids. And then you go over there, and then we go, you know, or vice versa. So I like the separation of church and state over there. Yeah. And then he came in, and he's like, you know, no doctor. He doesn't have a doctor look. He doesn't have like a scrubs on or a jacket. Guy had like a nice Prada pant with some cool looking shoes and a sweatshirt. Very like casual and funny, like breaking balls. He was at my show a couple weeks ago in Los Angeles, so he knows, you know, I'm a comedian, and we kind of break each other's balls a little bit, and I like kind of a doctor with personality. Growing up, I had a doctor with literally no bedside manner. Guy came in and was like Stalin, you know, no smiling, nothing. He had that stick out your tongue, and he put that thing on your tongue, and then he's like, yeah, touched my rib, you know, like gave me almost like a punching motion to the rib cage to see, I don't know what the hell that was for, and then left. But this guy sits there, talks to you, answers the questions, because, you know, as new parents, you got all these questions. You want to know if everything is kind of right, because the kid's leg is a little bow-legged. I go, is this normal? Yeah, and it's normal. That goes away. I said, yeah, really, it looks like she's got dry skin. Yeah, just moisturized. By the way, we gave our child a bath last night for the first time. Oh, yeah. She settled right into the bathtub like nobody's business. I mean, as soon as she hit the water, she was right at home. Did Sadie like baths?
She did, man. Most kids tend to. Like, she, what do you got right there in the bassinet? Felt good.
Oh, right in the, sink. We have a large sink, and then we put this kind of like bathtub in the sink. And like a little sponge, and she just took to the bath like nobody's business.
Nice, man. That's a, was that her first cleansing since the hospital?
Well, like a, the like a hospital, bath? And then it was another cleansing. So this is actually, I think, her third cleansing. So,
but like her first bath, bath, like
first, like yeah, like I would say, yeah. The other thing was, the other thing was more. We had to wait till the belly button fell off. Yeah. In order to give her full bath. So we put her head under the sink, but this was a full bath. We brought in the toys in there.
It was, yeah.
It was a blast. So,
yeah.
So like the doctor, like his office, also he's got a thing where you could FaceTime the office to see if there's anything, you know, like let's say your kid maybe has a pink eye. You call up on FaceTime. They diagnose it right over FaceTime.
Wow, man.
And we're full-blown parents.
That's it, man. There is no getting around any of it now, man. The Maniscalcos have arrived.
And I want to ask you something, since you've been a father for some time now, and you've had people coming in and out of your home. And, you know, the baby's 13 days old, and people actually want to see it. So, you know, Lana's friend wanted to come over, but she said she had a cough from Coachella. I'm like, hey. Ain't nobody coming in the house with a cough, especially a cough from Coachella. What does that even sound like?
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather have you come from Africa with a sore throat. I mean, are you kidding me? Fucking. I mean, that's a joke, not the wings. That's a joke. Listen, I'm coming from Coachella. I think I got a fever. I want to kiss the baby and leave. Do you mind?
Oh, God. Man. So,
yeah, no.
I got a problem, not a problem, but, you know, with the baby being so young and people coming in and out, it's like, yeah, okay, you want to see the baby, but let's have the baby develop some type of immune system.
Exactly. Yeah, that's why, like, even Jackie was saying, she's like, we're not going to be able to see them when we're out there. Sadie's too young. I mean, Serafina's too young for Sadie, and Sadie's around too many kids right now. And yeah, she was just born. So yeah, but most people know that, you know?
Well, I don't think they do. You know, I mean, it's just like, I hate to say this, but we had a smoker come and visit. And,
really?
You know, they didn't smoke, obviously. By the way, yeah. There's a no smoking law, not only in my house now, mm-hmm. but within a radius of it. You literally have to leave the house and my property, and then you could have a cigarette.
There you go.
But I'm even going as far as this. After the smoker left, I told Lana, I go, smokers stink.
Yeah.
A smoke.
Yeah, the jackets.
The jackets, the clothes.
That's right, it stinks! It stinks! This whole place stinks!
I can smell my neighbor's cigarette two backyards away when he smokes on his deck. It's crazy.
Right?
Yeah, it's something.
So the smoker came over, and so I go, oh, let me hold the baby. I'm going, you gonna hold the baby? I'm gonna have my beautiful newborn who smells like fresh skin and pineapple, and she's gonna come away from you smelling like a Marlboro Light? No. Is it wrong for me to ask the person if they're going to come in the house and they're a smoker to disrobe and put a robe on? I mean,
yeah, I don't know. That's a
where am I at here?
Smokers don't know. They can't smell it, though. You know what I mean? Because they kind of used to it.
Yeah, we smell it, though. You know you smoke.
But it's like, I know, but yeah. But, I mean, look, if you're a smoker, like my mom smokes. It was pretty trippy. Like, Sadie would be like a year old, and we'd be in my parents' house. My mom would smoke in the house. Man, but that's...
I'm not into that, man. Nobody's smoking around my baby.
So what do you do? Do you say no? You've been smoking?
I'm going to tell Lana, I go, there's no smoking in the house. And if you smell
of
like smoke...
Not. There shouldn't be smoking in your house, even if Serafina wasn't with us. Of course not. But if someone smoked a cigarette in their car, got out, came in your home, and went to the bathroom, washed up, and even though their coat may still smell like it, whatever, they're like, let me hold the baby. What do you say?
And I go, you kidding me?
And they go, what do you mean? Why would you say that?
Have you smelled your jacket?
Oh, I'll take my jacket off.
Go take a shower. Listen, some of this shit, I'm telling you, especially pot smokers with this pot that's going around now, it's like, this pot isn't like the pot from 25 years ago. Someone smokes a joint now, it's not only in your clothes, this shit gets into your skin.
Well, I got to hold this kid before 7:30 in the morning, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, wow, you are, Lou.
Yeah, I knew it was coming.
Luke, is he being over the top dad or what? I mean, I need a little backup.
Over the top dad? Listen, Lou, if you came here, I'd have to ask you, listen, you know, love.
Lou, you're
love
not allowed on the block.
I don't.
Get the fuck out of the building.
I would respect him enough not to even have a cigarette that day.
Okay. Which basically means Lou is never going to see a daughter.
No, I'll never see any baby ever.
Yeah, unless Serafina is literally at the foot of Lou's bed one morning going, "Good morning, you must be Lou. Just wanted to say hi before you reach for that Marlboro."
Hopefully I'll see her when she grows up.
Yeah, maybe she'll be a Pearl Jam fan. You'll see her at a concert.
I don't know, man. Maybe I'm being a little bit overprotective. But
you are.
Saying,
and I just, but you didn't tell me what happened with this particular incident. Did the smoker hold the baby, and you just told Lana moving forward?
Yeah, moving forward. I said, Lana, listen, you know, we gotta establish some rules here on the viewing. You know, you need to hold the baby. You can't have the baby, you know, up on the shoulder with the. With the, you know, nicotine embedded in the shoulders.
Yeah, well, that's asking a lot right there.
Yeah, well, you know what? I got a whole new responsibility here.
Yeah.
See, be a thinker, not a stinker.
Okay, thanks a lot, champ.
So.
No, it's great. It's just funny, dude, because you were the one saying, these parents...
Yeah, but the way I do it is different. The way I do it is different than a lot of these parents. You know why? You know why? I tell you why. If you do things and you're cool, and here we got into a discussion the other night. So we were talking to nannies and night nurses, and we were saying to the night nurse, you know, when you watch a kid and they're this young, can you tell how they're going to be? Later on in life. Also,
oh my God, why don't you ever read the palm too? Are you kidding me? So let me guess. All right. I'm sorry, bro. You're in a fog right now. You're so happy as you should be, but like people, I could sell you land in Florida right now if the land was had Serafina grass on it.
They'd probably.
If you're like, Lana, it's got the grass, the type it is called Serafina grass. There's 3 acres of it. I'm crying as I'm writing the check.
Yeah, totally. But
as it should be, by the way.
Yeah, of course. I mean, come on. I mean, when it's yours, it's the most beautiful thing in the world.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying here in regards to the night nurse, and she was saying that, you know, I could tell if... how the kid's going to be based on how the parents are, especially if they have a dog, and the way they treat the dog is generally the way, you know, they kind of, the discipline on the dog is kind of like transfers to the kid. That's how they're going to raise the kid. And I was just talking a lot on it. And again, maybe I'm coming from another place here because I just feel like, oh, this is where we were talking about horses. You know how horses, if it's a great runner, they get paid a lot of money to breed, right, with another horse.
Yes.
What do they call that?
Breeding.
Lou, look it up.
Out the stud sounds right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's called when you're putting it out the stud, when you're taking the sperm, right, from a big, good horse and having it have sex with other...
Yeah, have sex with, like, another horse to make a great horse, right?
Yeah.
So my question was, because we're watching the Kentucky Derby, my question was, is the same go for human beings? Like, if you got a phenomenal human being, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Let's say a... let's go with Steve Jobs.
Yeah, by the way, bro, do you know anything about World War II, by any way? I mean, and this was Hitler's whole premise, guy.
No, I'm saying is if you have an athlete married to another athlete, is that baby going to become a better athlete?
Well, usually, but Michael Jordan's son, I think he's a vacuum salesman.
Yeah, right.
So, but yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, you would think two intelligent people, when Watt came to the show with his girlfriend, who was a professional soccer player and Olympic player, I thought if they get married and had kids, I'd give the kid a scholarship when it was two for whatever it wants to play when it's 18.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. Like, if you have an intelligent female and a male and they have a baby, is the probability that that kid's going to be a smart kid?
Yeah, but sometimes it doesn't always work that way.
Okay, that's what we're discussing based on the horses and whatnot, if that goes for human beings. If you have two beautiful people like Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, and I don't even know what their kid looks like now because they got so many.
Yeah.
I don't even know who's who over there, but is the kid gorgeous?
Yeah, but I mean, the ones that he adopted, I can't tell.
No, the ones that they adopted never look like they're happy.
Oh, do really? They? I don't know. Do they not?
The picture I see them, they look like they're kind of down.
Like, do you think the ones that they had naturally are saying to the other ones, just one word, I can snap my fingers, and you're all back. Don't even think that's not the case for a second.
I wonder what the dynamic is there between the kids.
It's probably a lot like that dentist office I bailed on. Yeah, I know, right? I can tell sometimes when I see a parent coming in to get their kid at Sadie's school.
Yeah.
I can start to guess like which kind of kid they might be a parent of by how they look, you know, how they.
Oh, totally. I totally think if you put 10 parents and 10 kids in a room, do you think you could match up the parent with the kid, not basically on the looks, but like the behavior? Let's say, do you think you could go 10 for 10?
Yeah, pretty quickly, man. Absolutely. Something right out of the way you can go like, oh, well, dad's fucking Daffy Duck t-shirt matches this kid, so they must be related. Some you can just do by grooming right out of the gate. You know what I mean? Like train wreck central.
Totally.
But I tell you, man, a couple weeks ago when I took Sadie home from school, whenever we leave, you know, the teachers always say goodbye. And Sadie was mad about something, so she didn't, with me, she was mad. So she didn't say goodbye to the teacher. And I was like, you say goodbye. And she was like, no. So I was really ticked at her. I didn't want to make a scene there. So I'm telling her, you know, that you don't do that. And I'm like, tomorrow when we go in there, if you want to go to Mexico, as soon as I drop you off, you go right up to that teacher. And that wasn't, and that teacher was inside the classroom, and she knew. We got out of that car, we walked in, she went boom, beeline right up to that teacher, and she's like, I'm very sorry for not saying goodbye to you yesterday. And like the teacher didn't remember anything, and she goes, oh, that's okay. And then she comes over to me, Sadie, and she's like, is that good, Dad? And I was like, yes, now have a good day. And then Jackie picked her up, and the teacher said what I did, and the teacher said to Jackie, I just want you to know that I was behind you one day and you were leaving and Sadie dropped something and she didn't want to pick it up and your hands were full and you said, you have to pick it up. My hands are full. I can't carry everything. You're a big girl. Pick up your own things. And you wouldn't go until she did. And she's like, and that right there is the kind of stuff that makes me as a teacher go, that's what I want from all parents, to like make these kids independent. And I saw what your husband did and I just want you to know you have the most well-behaved kid I have in my classroom. She couldn't be any sweeter. Bam. I smack my daughter's butt, man. I do. I did it the other day, too. I'm sorry.
There you have it. I mean, Pete's parenting. That's how it works. You know, maybe you should write a book, Pete's Parenting.
Well, I mean, you got it. You'll have it. You already start to. And dude,
I'm right there with you. Well, you know, one of the things that Lana and I pride ourselves on with Serafina is a very, very clean face, and her hair always combed.
And you're already doing the alphabets. The kid's like, I didn't even have my first bath yet, and this guy's got me doing alphabets.
I'm telling you, the pet peeve of mine is kids with like snot all over their face. and, you know, the milk dripping down to the, I ain't into that. So Lana and I, every time this kid's got anything dripping off the corner of the mouth, any snot, a booger, it's gone. And then when we went out to the doctor's office, complete face wash, and then we comb the kid's hair. I don't think it's done. I don't think it's done a lot. I don't think it's done a lot. Well, we can't wait. This is we're setting rules right from the get-go. We're setting discipline. Everything is in place, man. This is off to a great, great start.
I know.
There's going to be some peaks and valleys. We get that. But the way we're doing it, and wait till we pop on the peach cologne behind the ears and after 3 months. Ooh.
Well, I think there's something to be said, too, about being older parents like you are, too, because you know who, you guys know who you are, you know?
Yeah.
You know who you are, so, you know, and the kid's going to be like you, too. It's fantastic. I'm looking forward to meeting this little kid.
And my daughter meeting it, too.
It'll be
fun. Wait to meet Uncle Pete. By the way, didn't we talk about this?
What?
With the uncle and the aunt, and if you're not an uncle and an aunt, we don't do that, right?
Yeah,
it's Mr. C.
Yeah. Well, she's gonna call you Mr. Sebastian and Miss Lana.
Okay, we'll go with that. Yeah, I don't like the
Mrs.
I'm not into that either. The whole "this is your uncle, but we're not related."
Yeah, no. That's an insult to the real uncle.
Yeah, that's what I say.
Yeah? Hey, on my end, in closing, for anyone who's listened, I'm not saying it's my last thing I have to say here, but playing with Sadie, I come inside to get coffee. And she comes in and she goes, "Hey, Dad, there's a guy outside who wants to talk to you." And I go, "What?" And she goes, "There's a guy. Yeah, he's right out back." And I go, "Who?" And she goes, "He said he's the painter and he's here to paint the house."
Oh.
Yeah. And she goes, I said we're going to the playground, but he can paint it while we're gone. I just going to take 50. So I go out there. Oh, there's my Indian, baby. No phone call needed. No nothing.
Wow.
He goes, "I don't know if I said May or June. You want me to start now? I can start tomorrow." I'm like, "I'm going away." And he goes, "All right, we'll do it in 2 weeks. I'm ready to go. When you're ready to go, I'll do another house before yours. But yeah, we are ready to go, baby." So do never discard or discount the loyalty and the commitment and the class level that the American Indian brings to America, folks. They were here first for a reason. Everything I said was slander last show. All slander that show.
I can't believe he showed up.
Oh, man, neither can I. Ready to go in a great mood, man. He's like,
good for the Indian. Nice.
Yeah, good for the Indian. So, me too. So that's
you're in Brea. You're in Brea this weekend.
Yeah, I'm in Brea this weekend, then off to Mexico. So next show I can do from Mexico, but we might have to do it without DJ Lou, unfortunately. We have to do
all
it
right.
Professionally. Because I can't bring this thing to Mexico, guy. I don't even have to let him in with this thing.
All right. I hear you.
So my best to Lana, of course.
Thank you.
My best to the Wings. I hope the whole Maniscalco soars under the angel wings from the Corielli family.
There's a lot of
Lou, you were very funny today, too.
I got one show. October 8th, tickets are on sale for Las Vegas at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. Go to SebastianLive.com and pick up your tickets. October 8th, it's Columbus Day weekend. Also, for those of you in the Atlantic City area, coming to the Brigada again, July 6th, 2 shows on sale at SebastianLive.com. Other than that, I will be in Florida this weekend, Tampa, Orlando, and Fort Myers. If you haven't got your tickets, once again, SebastianLive.com. I'm going to go and wipe the boogers off Serafina's face and make sure she's looking nice for nap time.
All right, bro. Good hanging, both. Good hanging,
take
man.
Take care.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Guess I'll have to go now.
The show has ended.
If you have an athlete married to another athlete,
Is
that baby going to become a better athlete?
Well, usually, but Michael Jordan's son, I think he's a vacuum salesman.
Yeah, right?